This is On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at what is happening in Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Penny Wolfgang.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. We're here every week, and we hope we are entertaining and interesting and talk to people that have good information that you might want to know, and particularly, of course, related to us here in Western New York. Oh, now, it's that time of year where everybody is, you know, joyful and thinking of wonderful gifts that they can give to each other and being together and celebrating. But I have to be what the bearer of bad news. Sometimes we are taken advantage of with our good intentions. And there are certain, I don't know if I want to call them scams, but certain instances and companies and people that do try to take advantage of our good intentions during the holidays. And who is here to protect us? Me? Well, yeah, me, of course, because you listen to On Target, and you trust me, I hope. But no, not just me. The Better Business Bureau, the Better Business Bureau here in Western New York is here to inform us and protect us. And I know over the years, we've had many occasions to talk to our guest today, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Upstate New York, the one and only Warren E. Clark. And we have an opportunity today. I thought it was good timing to ask Mr. Clark if he would come and share some of this good information with us and maybe help us so that we are not the victim of any scams or problems, and we don't have any problems with our lives here in Western New York. Thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Clark. Now, I don't think you can solve all the problems, but many, right?
Well, we can. And Penny, thank you so much for having me. Excited to be here and always looking for ways to get our information out to the public. So this is a great service. Appreciate you having us today.
You know, this year, I should be talking to you about the inflation issue or the problem that people are going to have trying to save money, right? To make sure that their money that they spend is used in the best way, right?
Well, actually, we're probably better geared to talk about the supply chain issues, the fact that often people will place orders for things and that they used to be able to get overnight or within a couple days or a week that are likely to be more difficult. One of the things we've had actually since the beginning of COVID is the people having to be more patient for products because there's shipping issues, there's issues. China has been shut down for 3 years. People don't realize how much of our stuff comes from there and how little control we have over getting it here and getting it into our homes.
Right. That's been in the news quite a bit and people talking about it. And I almost forgot. It's good you mentioned it. So that probably means that, you know, with our expectations, like if we want to have something for the holidays, we should be already ordering it or going to the store and looking for it.
Well, I think that's a good idea from both aspects. When you talked about saving money as well, that we want to be careful with the money we spend. And that's obviously, I think, a main reason why you wanted to have me today. But we want people to be careful with what they buy. The best price is not always the best deal. And there are people who could be trying to advertise a better price that may not have the product. Years ago, we used to have a family business, and someone would come in and say to my father, there was an item that was $2, and they'd say, well, across the street it was $1. And he'd say, well, why didn't you buy it? He said, well, they didn't have any. And my dad said, when we don't have any, they're free. So, there's just, we want people to be careful to buy with care and to understand that some items that you may want may well wind up out of stock or substantially delayed.
Speaking of that and being careful, maybe in general, how does the Better Business Bureau, I always wondered, how do they know to warn people or to tell people? Like if you used to see a sign, Better Business Bureau, right, in a window of a shop, or I wonder if they still do that online.
We do. We still have door decals and plaques, but the biggest thing now is magnets for people's automobiles and trucks. But online, there is an online seal, and it is the BBB torch with the letters BBB and the wording accredited business. And we changed to accredited business from member a number of years ago because businesses have to meet standards to gain that seal. They do pay us, which is how we exist, because all our services to the public are free. But the businesses that meet our standards are free to show that seal, and folks should look for that seal because it means that the company's intent is to meet our standards. Our resolution rate with complaints, it is overall about 70% that the public gets satisfied if they come to us. If it's an accredited member of ours, our rate is over 98%. So, you know, if you have a problem with a business that membership is important to them, the public is much more likely to get what they want in the long run.
But I guess I'm asking you also, what does a business have to do? They have to meet certain standards in order to get your seal of approval,
right? They do. It's a very rigorous standard. We have eight major standards. The keys are that they advertise properly, that they do what they say they're going to do. And we actually have a committee of our board of directors that meets every month, and we actually expel members for not doing what they told the public they would do, and we revoke the seal from them. If they've got it on a door, sometimes that's harder to get, but it's on the website. We pull it down as soon as they lose their accreditation rights.
I was thinking about how many times in my life people have said complained about something, and I would say to them, or if somebody would say to them, "You got to call a Better Business Bureau, right?" I was going to say, "You guys have to be really patient."
Again. Well, and we have just to
you
give you a little
patience before. I'm thinking you have the most patience.
Well, our complaint handlers are probably the most patient people in the building because they get we get physically abused, we get threats. It's unbelievable that people's tempers are I think even shorter over the last 3 years with the pandemic, but what we do is still critically important because we hold people's feet to the fire. The businesses that do accredit, we check their advertising, we check the backgrounds of the principals of the companies, and again we will accredit someone once they've been once they've gone through the whole staff vetting. The board votes on every company.
Wow.
So what happens is sometimes because our geography is so big, we have 48 counties of upstate New York. There's some 750 cities, towns, and villages that we can't know everything. The internet obviously makes it very easy for us to find things that we couldn't find before. It also makes it easier for scammers to scam.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Now, this is the time of year. That's why I thought of calling you. I thought about shopping, of course, my middle name. I work to support my shopping habit. Michael gave me that sign, my husband, years ago. I work to support my shopping habit. Or if I'm depressed, you know, or something's bothering me, I'll do that retail therapy, and I'll go and buy something, and I'll walk back in the house and say, "You feel better now?" You know, I spend money. But now is the time that people are just, I don't know if they're just beginning. Let's talk, I am sad to say, because I love going into a store and a retail outlet or a brick-and-mortar place, but I bet you I'm probably alone. I'm practically alone. So everyone is shopping online, and I'm trying to learn how, but I still don't like it. But I feel that there are more opportunities for dishonesty, scams, and cheating people when you're online than if you go into a store and say, I'll buy that, and you know, I like that color, I like that size. But if you're doing it online with some anonymous person somewhere in China, maybe, I think there's more opportunity. What should people do to avoid, and what are the scams that they have to be careful of online shopping?
Well, the biggest thing is imitating companies that imitate other companies. Mm-hmm. So and I would guess that everyone who's listening to this show will at some point have gotten an email either from purportedly from Amazon or Google or Bank of America or M&T. They try to scam Walmart, Target. Popular, even better, Business Bureau will occasionally get scammed, and we actually pay about $1,500 a month so that our phone number on the phones received at the calls received at cell phones, that people will be able to see that it's the Better Business Bureau calling, because sometimes it comes up that it's a scam. But to give you an idea, we actually report on 65,000 companies in upstate New York. So out of about 135,000. So and there, you know, we don't have reports on every law firm and every charity in our region. But if we don't have a report on a company that a customer wants to try, if they call us, we will open an investigation and try and find. So if the company's located in upstate New York, we would handle it. And we handle about 2.5 million instances of service, people checking before they buy, just on companies in upstate New York every year. Most of it's done online. You go to bbb.org, very simple, and it's the same website for all 100 Better Business Bureaus in North America. All you do is you put in the zip code, and it takes you to the proper place. So if you were concerned about snowplow service, which we'll talk about maybe in a little more depth in a moment, you can put their name in, you put in the zip code of your zip code or theirs, if you got something, and if they're in upstate New York, if we have a report, it'll come up. And that's critical. I have to tell you that so many of the complaints that we handle, and we handle about 20,000 complaints a year, that so many of them are against companies that if the people had checked with us before they bought, they wouldn't have used that company, because we have actually C or lower is a pretty bad rating, and there are patterns of complaints, and all of that information, including the detail of the complaints, is on our website.
That's why people should check in advance, but they don't. Right? I mean,
well,
the problem
a lot do,
is
but
they're calling you after the fact, right?
Many are calling after the fact.
Okay.
And it's so difficult, again, because people have expectations. Sometimes, you know, when you started your original wording for the show, you talked about scams, and there are certainly scam companies out there. And then there's just people that have difficulty, a particular supply. We put a backup generator in our office, and we used a longtime member, a great company that we've used for other things, and it took a year because there were two parts that they had trouble getting from China, and you know, they were thrilled because we were probably the most patient customer they ever had, because we're dealing with people all day that are saying my vendor told me 2 weeks and it's 6 weeks and I don't have it, and we actually gave our members more time to solve complaints, telling customers be patient because these are legitimate excuses, this is a good company that has not had an issue. On the other hand, if it's substantially delayed and you don't know the company, get on the horn and do something about it right away.
That's a different story.
Right.
So it's funny because a couple of weeks ago we were talking about, on Target, we were talking about travel, and our representative from AAA was here. And what did she say, you know, about all that's going on with the airlines and this and this. She says, okay, we have one word for you, patience. And now you're saying the same thing. You know, I laughed because I was talking to her about like a trip that I took where the plane was late. I missed the connection, this and this. And she looked at me and said, patience. I said, yeah, you're talking to the wrong person here. But so really what you're saying is there's a difference between cheating, a scam, being a disreputable company, and just trying their best, you know, and right. you have to realize or find the difference. And
absolutely.
And that would be a good way to check with the Better Business Bureau, is a good way to find out. So I just want to interrupt for a moment in case you just tuned in, folks. You're listening to On Target with your host, Penny Wolfgang. And our guest today is Warren E. Clark, who's the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And we are helping you so much. I hope you're listening. And if you just tuned in, keep listening, because Warren is just... got so many good tips and such good information, because we trust the Better Business Bureau for hundreds of years. I don't know, as long as I've been here.
We're actually, we're going to celebrate our 100th anniversary in upstate New York next year. We just started planning for our 100th anniversary.
Well, I wasn't here the whole 100 years, Warren, but it feels like it. Anyway, this is the time of year where you come out with the Beware of People's Good Intentions with Charities. And I know that always comes up where people say, is this a real charity? Is this somebody that I really should give money to? They called me on the phone. They said they're representing disabled veterans, sheriffs, children, you know, and or I got this in the mail. And everyone, you know, has good intentions, but you don't want to be caught up in giving, you know, making a contribution, giving money to somebody that's going to, you know, keep it in their own pocket.
Right. The it's a huge problem, Penny, and our BBB is one of about half of the BBBs that actually does local charity review as well as national charity review. And I brought you a copy of the National magazine from the I'm actually on the board of directors of it, and that. National charities you can check at give.org, G-I-V-E.org, and hundreds of national charities are rated there, and they have 20 standards that are very difficult to meet, including not only financial but governance. Do they have a non-employed board of directors? Is it a family, essentially a family business that's doing good stuff maybe, but what percentage of the money that you give is actually going to the charity? We are doing those with local charities in upstate New York, but honestly, it's a newer program and we're just building that database. But if somebody, some of the tips that I would tell people is, if someone pressures you to give now, don't do it. If someone asks you to send something to a post office box or to send gift cards instead of money or a credit card, which at least you can track, we tell people be very, very cautious. And you can check with our BBB. We will try to do some homework if you're not sure. But things like the sheriffs that you talked about, if it's it's difficult because we want to support our local law enforcement. Often those things are done by boiler rooms, that 80, 85, 90% of the money goes to the fundraiser. So do some homework. If we're out here in Amherst, if you want to do something for the Amherst police, call the Amherst police and ask how you can donate directly to them. And most, I believe that what Amherst does is sends a postcard to homes. But police, fire, sheriffs are all dear to our hearts, and we want to support them. Find a direct way, and this is frankly a tip that I would give you for any some of the online scams where you get something, you won something, or here's a $25 gift card to Walmart, and what people will do is they'll click on the links to get that $25, and it becomes a virus on their computer, or infected, or the host of computer scams that are out there. None of them things that you want to have. So we recommend that sometimes it's utilities. People will call and say, we're going to shut your gas off if you don't send. Don't take any information that they give you. If you actually have a gas account, look on your bill. If find a way to find the direct access to the company that you want to either donate to or do business with, rather than clicking on links if it's online or answering phone calls. What I did when I had my businesses before I was in the Better Business Bureau, I used to tell them, send me something in the mail and I'll check with the Better Business Bureau. I can tell you that none of them will send it. that by itself will ferret it out. If they send you something, they're probably legitimate. And you can still do further homework. But it's something we talk to a lot of senior groups, and seniors are targeted because sometimes their cognitive abilities are a little less, or hearing is a little less, vision, and all of those things affect. And they're trusting. I'm a senior as well. So and
they're available.
And we're available.
They're more available.
That's right. That's right. Many are retired and available. Our patience was the one word, homework. Do your homework. Don't take anybody's word for something. Things like the IRS, there's all kinds of IRS scams. They will never call you. There are some collection things that they hire other vendors. They're scripted to say, I'm calling from so-and-so company on behalf of the IRS. Make sure you pay attention. And then there are scams for those as well. So, be very, very diligent.
And it seems like a lot of work, but on the other hand, a lot of it is common sense, too. I mean, and being cautious and not just jumping into something.
Well, absolutely. Yeah. And what happens is we see something, charities, going back to that for a quick minute, there are thousands of fake charities. Thousands of fake charities. Some of the key things that have happened, the recent hurricanes in Florida, going back to the Boston Marathon bombing. Within hours of these tragedies, there are fake charities set up, knowing that people want to give. They want to give quickly. But they want their money to go, text, something, and you're giving $9 or $10 or whatever it is. The BBB system, that every inch of North America is covered by a Better Business Bureau, and the Better Business Bureaus in the communities where these events happen always work with local law enforcement, set up a local charity. In Boston, it was Boston Strong, and that gets advertised through the BBB system, and all the major media outlets will pick those up. And just to give folks an example, the word cancer is terrifying to all of us. There are 10,000 charities in the United States with the word cancer in them. Roughly 16% are legitimate. The rest are all trying to take our money based on our hearts.
And isn't that so sad? Before we go, we're always topical and timely. I just made that up. That's good. on target. So now talk about, I do not know how you can be sure, unless you've used them before, that you have a snowplow service that is actually going to show up. And I've been and do what they say they will, and I don't know any that don't request the money in advance.
They do, and that's the one instance where we tell people that it's okay to do that, but check with us on the company. And I have a kind of what I consider a funny anecdote now, but my son, I've been involved with the Bureau. I was a volunteer for over 30 years, so I've been involved for pretty much every minute of his life. He moved back to Buffalo many years ago, and we said we would buy him a snowplow service. You go out and take care of it for your home, and he did, and he hired a company, gave them money. They never showed up, and it turned out he had not checked with the Better Business Bureau, and it was a company that we'd actually expelled from the Rochester market, and they moved to Buffalo. And I helped him be part of a class action suit where he got about $14 back of the $300 we gave. But we have information. If they don't have it, don't buy. And absolutely have a contract That's, you know, critical. Most of us don't think of that. I've never needed a contract to have my snow plowed. First of all, what are the expectations? Are they going to plow just your driveway? Are they going to plow your front stoop? Are they going to plow your sidewalk? Many communities now require that your sidewalks be cleared for school, for kids going to school. And what time they'll come and how many inches. Those are critical pieces. And honestly, through the BBB, if they don't have a contract, we won't accredit them. But we have guidelines to help them make a contract so that, you know, we want people to do business. Our goal is to be a neutral third party. We don't favor business. We don't favor consumers. What we try to do is make the marketplace a fairer place to do business. So we try and help businesses to meet the standards rather than say, sorry, you don't do that. Go away.
Right. So it's something positive. It's got a positive outlook,
absolutely.
Really.
Which is, absolutely.
So I just, sorry about this program, Warren, because you know, after we give this information again about how to reach you and so forth, you know you're going to get 1,000 million calls, right?
I hope so. That, you know, we have a staff of almost 40, and again, we cover all of the 48 counties, and all our services are free. So if people have questions, please call us. We have information. We can send something that we probably won't get to today, but freezing your credit for people that don't need immediate increases in their credit. You don't need a new credit card. You're not buying a house. You're not buying a car. You can protect yourself because there are scammers. It may be a whole nother show. There are scammers who are taking credit that we don't even know. And you go to buy a car and someone's been in your credit and has hurt your credit.
Well, that's not good. And we know scammers also that try to just get your credit card number or your social security number and then use it for something, buying online. And very often my credit card company says, will send me an alert. Did you buy this? Is this you? Which
yes.
Which I'm happy about. And I'm sad to say once it wasn't. So, you know.
My wife just had both of her credit cards compromised in a 3-week period.
Yeah, it's very frustrating.
And it's frustrating, and it's nothing she did wrong. We have these RFID sleeves that I brought you a couple of.
Yeah, I love that.
If people want to call us, we're happy to send them out. But if you have a magnetic strip on the back of your credit card, it is vulnerable. So these are little things. If you have an enhanced driver's license, it probably came in that, or a Nexus. And if you call the office, we'd be glad to mail them out to you.
We're going to leave one for you, Kevin. Okay. All right. So this is the last time that we're going to tell you how to get a hold of the Better Business Bureau, how to get more information, and how to register a complaint, and if you're a company, how to get accredited.
Super. Yes, our phone number is 1-800-828-5000. Again, 800-828-5000. Our website is bbb.org. Very simple. If businesses, they can use the same way, or you can go online on bbb.org. They can actually, there's a button to inquire about accreditation, and we'll have somebody call you.
Thank you so much. And I hope you all appreciate this information and listen and pay attention, because we're not doing this. We're not talking to ourselves here. We want you to learn something from this program. Thanks for listening to On Target. And join us again next week. Same time, same station. Have a good week. Bye now.
You've been listening to On Target with Penny Wolfgang, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York and our community. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Penny Wolfgang at 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.